guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I want you to take a look. I'm going to put a picture of somebody up here on the screen, and I want you to say to yourself, if you met this person in a coffee shop, you might say, okay, she's got a little bit too much makeup on, but because she actually is probably a photo of her before she went out to a nightclub. But if you were to meet someone in a pub on the weekend or nightclub or something like that, she wouldn't look out of place with the amount of makeup she has. And you might look at her and say, oh, not too bad looking, kind of cute. She asks for your number. You guys flirt a little bit. Everything's going well. Decide to hang out. Well, what happens when you meet somebody like this and you start to get to know them and they don't want to talk about their past history? Or they don't want to talk about their previous experience because it says, you know what, that really doesn't define me as a person. I went through my wild stage, I had my fun, but now I'm ready to settle down. Well, let's read a little bit of this story, and I think you'll be as shocked as I am. This will boil down a lot of different things that we talk about here. So you can see the picture of the young lady here. She looks pretty good, right? Now, the reason why I have it on this particular screen is once I scroll to the top, you'll see the title, and then we'll read through. But I wanted to just kind of give this a moment. Not too bad. All right. Here we go. Confessions. I slept with 130 by age 28, including 4 in one day. And it almost ruined my life. I am not surprised that it almost ruined your life. We'll read through, and then I'll give some summaries. But imagine going out and dating somebody, and it's your girlfriend, and all of a sudden you start hearing some rumors around town, and you find out that it's the town bicycle. This is what she looks like now. She's had a rough few years to land here at 28. She had already had fooled around with 4 of them in the last 24 hours and was desperate to arrange another hookup. This is Frankie. Frankie is... had fun with more than 130 men by the age of 28. I could only function and carry on with my day if I knew when I was going to get my next hookup, says Frankie, who has had fun with over 30 men. It was such a priority to me, I'd plan that over work, self-care, or going out. But while Frankie enjoyed the thrill, it took a huge toll on her mental and physical health. Shocking. She spiraled into depression, contracted multiple gifts that keep on giving, the Subaru STIs, and even fell pregnant. You know, the falling pregnant, I think that's a British thing. How do you fall pregnant? Like, I slipped and all of a sudden, oop, baby. With no idea who the father was, before being diagnosed with addiction, a recognized mental health condition. Yes, because God forbid you have to actually take responsibility for your choices on your own. I'd call in sick to work or cancel meeting friends if I could fool around. Frankie, now 28, tells Fabulous, I'd make sure it happened every day. I have news for you. It's probably a lot higher than 130 if you did it every day, because that's only about 4 months. This is what she looked like back in the days of her fun. Yeah, I'd say it definitely took a toll on her health and her mental stability. With high-profile addicts including Tiger Woods, Russell Brand, and Katie Prince's ex, Kieran Haler, most people associate the condition with men, but there's an estimated 660,000 sufferers in the UK. I think the UK has about 63 million people. So that means it's about 1% that fall into this extreme category. According to the Royal College of Psychiatrists, 4% of British population are addicts. Okay. And a quarter of these are women. There you go. So that's 1%, just like I just said. I am good at math. The causes, however, remain unclear. In Frankie's case, she believes an insatiable drive for it stemmed from the trauma of her parents' divorce and her difficult relationship with herself. A lot of people get divorced. A lot of people have body image issues, but when you get attention and it's positive attention, that can become very addicting. We know this from social media today. Her parents split when she was 13 and her mom moved out. Her dad worked as a cab driver, so she was often home alone, feeling lonely and isolated. I'd go online and talk to people for attention. It was 100% about the closeness with another person. It was almost like I'd befriended these guys for one day at a time. I've always been a curvy girl, bigger than my friends, and growing up, that was definitely hard. So I guess when I did get that attention, I clung to it. Spiraling out of control. Frankie lost the big V, age 14, and then went on to have a four-year relationship from 16 to 20. But a year into the relationship, she began stepping out on her boyfriend. So by the age of 17, so by the age of 17, she got started. Even though I loved him, I was stepping out with someone else at least every fortnight. She eventually ended the relationship after her mom died following a year-long cancer battle. This was the loss that made her addiction spiral out of control as she slept with endless men to cope with her grief. After I dumped my boyfriend, I dropped out of uni and my attitude was, let's go crazy. We hear that a lot, don't we, guys, about girls in university? And I don't know if this is the, I wouldn't say this is the normal for going crazy, but we can certainly see some of the decisions based on this. Lost a lot of weight, looked good, and had lots of blokes. I started enjoying being single. And again, if I were to see her at a pub, she looks like everybody else. So again, you never know what you can run into. Over the next 3 years, Frankie estimates, so I'm guessing, remember the rule, right? For guys, usually you divide it by two. So if a guy says 20, usually it's 10 and he's bragging a little bit. With women, we divide by three, multiply by three. That's pretty much been shown to be the truth of it in actual studies. So if we look at that, that would be, let's see, 130, 260, 390. That sounds a little bit more with every day as she claims. Estimates 80 guys were one night stands. Others she did multiple times using a secret second phone to organize the hookups. I told you guys that women will always have side guys on the back burner, and yes, they will use second phones to do so. They were mostly friends of friends, exes, or men she'd met on plenty of fish. A losing mom was life-shattering. Again, lots of people, though, lose parents. Lots of people have body issues. But what drove her specifically this way sounds like she wanted to get a lot of attention. And going back, I don't know how, 28, so she was around 18, 10 years ago, they didn't have Instagram. They didn't really have Facebook. They didn't have a lot of these sites that were nearly as popular. Maybe MySpace, I don't know. But so she didn't have that way to get the attention as many women do today, or many people do today. So she stuck to the good old-fashioned method. Wasn't interested in drinking or taking stuff. Fooling around was my coping mechanism. It was very much about the thrill, but also the closeness, being with someone close to you, which replaced the loss of my mom. It was like that little quick fix, but I got so hooked on it. It didn't matter if they were single or not. At her most extreme, she was with four dudes in 24 hours. One weekend in 2012, I went to Brighton for a 21st birthday. I met one guy. He came to my room. They fooled around. The following day, I had a mechanic out to look at my car. I ended up with him and his friend. And later on that night, someone else. That sounds like a movie that you would see on the web, right? Like the pizza delivery guy or the plumber. The mechanic showed up. So it can't happen to you, I guess. But even this wasn't enough to make her stop. It gives you such a high, and when it starts to fade, you want more, she explains. It didn't matter to me if they were single or not. Looking back on it, I feel awful now. But at the time, I just didn't feel bad at all about their girlfriends. I was almost proud of the numbers growing because I thought, oh, I'm quite good at this. Frankie also didn't think twice about her health and never used any form of protection, including the pill. Nothing. nothing. How she didn't end up with a little one, I have no idea. But it's, as they say, it's no surprise that I got a bunch of gifts that keep on giving. Yeah, it looks like 4 or 5 times she caught different stuff. Oof. Let's see if there's any. I just wanted someone to love me. Well, the problem is when you do this kind of thing, no one will love you. Men do not respect women that are quick to jump into the bed. They just don't, because they make the assumption, usually rightly so, that that happens way too often and with way too many partners. Again, it's something that has to be given out infrequently for it to have any value. If everybody had $1 million, then having $1 million would be worthless because everybody has it. So when you give out this gift to many, many guys, it becomes a worthless gift. Meanwhile, her health took a serious hit. She began battling lots of mental problems. About a year into it, I realized I actually wanted a relationship. A year into it, but this sounds like it was a decade ago. I wanted someone to love me, but a lot of the guys I was with obviously just wanted a quick do it. Sorry, I have to watch so many of these words because of YouTube. So I got very bummed out, but still couldn't escape it. She struggled to sleep, sometimes was too anxious to leave her house. Then working at a leisure center, she would regularly call in sick, pretending to be physically unwell. I had a lot of catastrophic thinking, so on and so forth. She did get counseling, but she still had a lot of cravings. And guys regularly coming over to her place to fool around. And at 22, she discovered she had a little one, and so on and so forth. So from there, it looks like I won't keep drilling down. We kind of get the point. But, you know, the thing about this is it's very quick to say that that something like this is shocking. I wish I could say, I mean, the sheer numbers in and of itself are shocking. But I wish I could say this is more rare than you'd think. I mean, they say 1% currently, but those are the ones that are seeking help and have been identified. With so many young people now being so into social media, so into being popular and being liked and being praised for everything that they put up online, it doesn't surprise me that things like this are probably starting to happen more. And as you fall out, I mean, if you're an exceptionally pretty woman, you probably have no attention. As a matter of fact, you probably have too much attention from guys. But if you're kind of average or maybe even a little above average, but you find by doing this, you can get attention from lots of good-looking men because it's simple and it's easy and it's no effort for them. I mean, it's literally like throwing money on the ground and being surprised when people pick it up. You know, when you put this kind of thing out there, guys will take advantage of it. And as such, you know, you can get a lot more attention than you deserve. The problem with that, though, is, and I've talked about this in other videos as well, is that when you put this out there and it becomes easily accessible for guys, you will snag guys that are above your dating grade, shall we speak. So if you're an average girl or 6 or 7, we'll say, if we have to put a number on it, if you're a 6 or 7, a 10 guy on a quiet night and he's bored and he's just hanging out and you two happen to talk, he will take advantage of that opportunity. And if you do that multiple times, all of a sudden, A, you're getting a lot of positive affirmation from guys that are exceptionally good looking. The problem is when it's time to, I've had my fun years, we see it all the time on dating profiles, I've had my fun years, I'm ready to find a good guy and settle in. The problem is their expectations are still, I should be able to grab a 10 because look how many 10s were into me when I was out in the dating world and doing my thing. The problem is they were only interested in her for one reason. But when it comes down to dating and having a long term and finding a partner and maybe getting married, maybe having the family, right? That changes. That 10 guy wants a 10 girl, right? The 9 guy wants a 9 or 10 girl, so on and so forth. Yes, guys will date down a little bit, but dating down is different than finding a long-term partner for down, right? So, you know, something like this, I think, is going to be a lot more common, and the attention seeking today is it's already been proven much, much more that it's very, very common. So it's easy to make fun of this girl's situation, but I don't think it's unique. And I think this craving for attention and validation outside is very, very popular right now. And we see it all the time on dating apps and social media and everything else. So guys, I thought you'd find that an interesting story. I'll leave the link down below to the archive if you'd like to read a little bit more about it. But I think you get the idea. I think this happens a lot more than you think. And it's another reason why a lot of guys are stepping out of the market, because you don't want to end up being in a long-term relationship with a person that struggles with these self-esteem issues and has a past like this. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And the best way you can support my work is to like, comment, share, and don't forget to subscribe. And of course, look at some of my older videos, because that helps me out as well to grow the channel. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, it's difficult to find happiness with oneself, but it's impossible to find it anywhere else. Thank you.